you're listening to Awakened to Deliver, a podcast from Awakened Bible Ministries, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. Today, we close out our week on the Holy Spirit, focusing on His role in the daily life of the believer. The Spirit is not only active in creation, redemption, and the church. He is personal. He guides us, comforts us, empowers us, and transforms us. Our key verse is Romans chapter 8, verse 14. For all who are being led by the Spirit of God, these are sons and daughters of God. And now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Awaken to Deliver. This week, we have walked through who the Spirit is, His role in redemption, and His work in the church. Today, we are bringing it down to the personal level. What does it look like to live daily with the Spirit? Because if the Spirit is just a doctrine to you, just a truth to affirm without a life to experience, you are missing the heart of what Jesus promised. So let's start here. First, the Spirit leads us. Romans chapter 8, verse 14 says, "For all who are being led by the Spirit of God, these are sons and daughters of God." To be a Christian is to be Spirit-led. That means the Spirit directs our steps. He convicts us when we wander and confirms God's will in our lives. Galatians chapter 5, verse 16 tells us, "Walk by the Spirit, and you will not carry out the desires of the flesh." The Spirit doesn't just lead us away from sin. He leads us into freedom, joy, and obedience. The Spirit also assures us. Romans chapter 8, verse 16 says, "The Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we are children of God." That inner witness, that deep assurance that you belong to the Father, comes from the Spirit. He reminds us that we are not slaves of fear, but sons and daughters who can cry out, "Abba, Father." Without the Spirit, Christianity can feel like religion. With the Spirit, it becomes relationship. The Spirit also comforts us. Jesus called Him the Helper, the Parakletos, the one who comes alongside. In John chapter 14, verse 16, Jesus said, "I will ask the Father, and He will give you another Helper, so that He may be with you forever." When you walk through grief, the Spirit is there to comfort. When you face fear, He is there to strengthen. When you feel alone, He reminds you of God's presence. That's why He's called the Comforter. He doesn't just teach or convict. He holds us up when we feel like falling. The Spirit also empowers us. In Acts chapter 1, verse 8, it says, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses." The Spirit equips us for mission, giving boldness that we don't have in ourselves. He stirs up our spiritual gifts, brings words to our mouths, and confirms God's truth through power. And even in weakness, the Spirit strengthens. Romans chapter 8, verse 26 says, "In the same way, the Spirit also helps our weaknesses. For we do not know what to pray for as we should, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words." When you feel too weak to stand, the Spirit intercedes. When you don't know what to pray, He prays through you. The Spirit also transforms us. In 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18, it says, "But we all, with unveiled faces, looking as in a mirror at the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image, from glory to glory, just as from the Lord, the Spirit." The Spirit doesn't just help us cope. He changes us. He produces the fruit of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. He shapes us into the likeness of Christ. Sanctification is not willpower alone. It's the Spirit working in us to make us holy. The Spirit also speaks. Jesus said in John chapter 16, verse 13, "But when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all the truth." The Spirit brings Scripture alive, whispering God's will through His Word. He gives wisdom in decisions. He convicts when we drift. He confirms when we obey. To walk in the Spirit is to live attentive, not just to your own thoughts or feelings, but to His voice. Now let's talk about daily living. Being filled with the Spirit is not just a one-time event. It is a lifestyle. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18 says, "Be filled with the Spirit." In Greek, the sense is, keep on being filled. That means every single day, we yield ourselves to the Spirit. Every day, we ask Him to fill us afresh. Every day, we choose to walk in step with Him. The Christian life is not about what you can do for God. It's about what the Spirit of God does in you and through you. So here's the question. Are you living by the Spirit? Do you wake up asking Him to lead your steps? Do you lean on Him in weakness? Do you listen for His voice in prayer and in the Word? Do you allow Him to shape your character into the likeness of Christ? The Spirit is not a distant force. He is God dwelling in you, and He desires to lead you into fullness of life. The Spirit in the life of the believer means that you are never alone. You're never powerless, and you're never without guidance. He leads, assures, comforts, empowers, and transforms. If you will yield to Him, your life will reflect Christ in ways that you could never manufacture on your own. Now, next week on Awaken to Deliver, we are launching a brand new series called Exposing the Darkness Behind Halloween. This powerful week will uncover why followers of Jesus should not be celebrating Halloween, revealing the true roots and spiritual realities behind what the world calls harmless fun. We'll open the Word to see how fear and the occult have hidden in plain sight for generations, and why Scripture commands us to have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather to expose them. Together, we will trade compromise for conviction, uncover how to lead our families in holiness, and learn what it really means to walk as children of light in a world that celebrates shadows. Don't miss it. It's time for the church to shine again. So until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awakened to Deliver. We pray today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. If this podcast has blessed you, please consider leaving a rating and review. It helps others discover this message of faith and encouragement. To stay connected and explore more content from Awakened Bible Ministries, visit the link tree in the podcast description. Awakened to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can make a one-time donation or become a monthly supporter through the links in our link tree. For our international listeners, we now offer a safe and secure giving option through DonorBox. Your support helps spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Join us next week as we continue diving into God's Word together.